Aloha kakahiaka.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for calling.
My pleasure.
How was your trip? You just flew in from New Zealand.
Actually, my cousin Kiao was in New Zealand.
Oh, okay.
Going back and forth from like Maui and Big Island, but I did a Slacky concert with George Kahumoku in Maui, in Napili last week.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the guys that, you know, was the Grammy winners this year at, in California. So I was on that particular CD also.
Wonderful, wonderful. I just want to let our listeners know that I'm speaking on the air to David Kavika Kahiapo, and he is going to be the special guest tonight at Ekanikapila Kako at the Kauai Beach Resort in Lihue. And this is the story. The theme is the stories behind the songs. Can you tell our listeners, give us a little bit of background about you?
Well, I'm pretty much known as what's called a sideman or even a studio musician, although I've been parts of bands, let's see, 32 years now I've been in the business, and to date, the total amount of local CD projects I've been involved with is about 67 CDs. And so although I've been doing mostly studio and backup musician like with Naleo and stuff, I've recorded two solo albums and been traveling a lot with the Slacky Masters and different groups I've played with, most recently with the group Kaukahi.
I love that album.
Yeah, that's been a favorite of a lot of island and out of Hawaii listeners.
You haven't, are you in the studio to make another album yet?
We're not in the studio yet to do an album with Kaukahi, but I do have two albums in the works, one all Slacky album and another vocal album that I need to finish up and get out soon. So once I get that out of the way, hopefully Kaukahi will get back in the studio this summer.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. You also, your first album came out in 1996?
Exactly.
Alana?
Yeah, Alana. So tonight at Ekanikapila Kako will be my cousin Kiao Neesmith, who is a resident of Kauai.
Mm-hmm.
Kekaha. And Kiao is a protege or learned to speak language from our grandmother, Annie Ka'ayali'i and Kauhani. And so Kiao has penned some of the music that's on Alana. I think he did about 4 or 5 songs on that album. And so he will be there with me tonight. I'll be sharing some of those songs. And he'll be going a little deeper as far as the kauna and the mana'o of each song.
Wonderful. He's a lecturer of Hawaiian at the Hawaiian and Indo-Pacific Languages and Literature Department at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
Mm-hmm.
He teaches all levels of Hawaiian language. And in 2000-2001, he spent a year teaching Hawaiian at the University of French Polynesia in Tahiti.
Yeah.
He also taught Tahitian language.
Yeah. He's pretty proficient.
Yeah.
Amazing what he can do.
Well, we're really looking forward to meeting him and having you visit Kauai and share your music with us.
So looking forward to it also.
Yeah. So your interest in music began really early.
Yeah, actually, when I was a little boy, I started playing ukulele when I was like 8 years old. And at 10 years old, my dad stuck a guitar in my lap. And the way I describe it is it was tuned slack key. And he put it in my lap, and he actually strummed the chords for me while I was sitting in my lap. And just the vibration of the guitar up against my body, I describe as a spiritual experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I got interested in playing guitar with very intense, every day coming home from school, kind of playing around, learning from old Gabby albums and Leonard Kwan albums. And not long after that, we would have family parties, and my uncles would bring Gabby over, and I started to learn some tunings and songs from Gabby in junior high school and high school. And so I've sort of gleaned from a bunch of different artists who have influenced my playing, including contemporary ones. So my style of slack key is a sort of a mixed bag of slack key, jazz, little Latin feel, I guess you could say, because I play a nylon guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then into high school, and just out of high school, I joined up with my first band I was with was Chucky Boy Chalk.
Oh.
Oahu brand back in 1998, mm-hmm. I think it was. And from Chucky, I went on to play with Polani Vaughn over at the Ala Moana Hotel. And together we recorded Volume 4 with Kavika.
Wow.
Yeah. So throughout my life, my musical life, I've been influenced by my dad and uncles and relatives and good friends, and being able from a young age. Right out of high school, I graduated in 1978, and that summer recorded with Chucky, and Chucky Boy Chalk did our first album, and from then I've been playing music ever since.
Well, I really like your music. You have a beautiful voice, too, and I love all your music. I'm really looking forward to having you come here and say hello to all our people here at Ekanikapila Kako. It's a wonderful event. And
I want to send a big thank you to Carol Yotsuda for all that she does and perpetuating culture, period, not just the island culture, but what she does with these events and all the people that are involved in coming to provide cultures of all sorts, and the creative side, and being able to chant, sing, quote poetry, whatever genre is being presented. Carol has created an awesome platform for many artists and groups and musicians to come and share their goods and their craft. And I just want to send a big mahalo out to Carol for all that she does and the hard work she puts into making this thing a reality for all of us here in the islands and mostly on Kauai.
It's really an incredible gift. We're the only island who has this opportunity to meet the artists in person, to get to share your mana'o, learn right from you, and have that wonderful gift of culture.
Yeah. What's interesting is I think from our recent emails, even if the economy, in this economy that we're facing, it seems as if they've experienced a bit of surge and the amount of people showing up, so they went and she went and got another bigger venue.
Yes, yes.
With more people, so hopefully that's a good sign of things to come.
Mm-hmm.
In the future, and we hope she continues this for as long as she's around for the next, hopefully, 50 years, maybe.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. I think this is the 27th year.
Wow.
And I know that Carol is just amazing. She is really, really amazing.
Yeah, she's such a hard worker.
She's a very hardworking lady, yes, yeah. She does such a great job, and we're so grateful to her. David, you have four albums? You have four albums. Slack Key Praise.
Yeah.
And the 3Ds. I like the 3Ds in Living Color. That's a great album, too, with Del Beasley and Dwight Kanai.
Yeah, yeah, those are fun projects.
And One Heart, One Voice.
One Heart, One Voice.
Yeah.
That one was released in 2000.
And you were also nominated by the Nahoku Hano Award Slack Key Artist of the Year in 2007.
2007, Slack Key Artist of the Year. And that same year I wrote the Song of the Year, Life in These Islands. And Kaukahi was voted Group of the Year.
That was really a great awards. I love that one.
That was a good year, but the funny thing is, sort of on the light side, my eldest son, who's now 30, did the graphics for our Kaukahi album. And so we're sitting there just starting on dinner, and they were doing the technical awards, and my son won for the graphics. And first thing he said when he came back to the table was, "Oh, Dad, I beat you." Getting a Nahoku. I kind of laughed, and the funny thing is, just like 10 minutes later, they awarded me the Slack Key Award.
Wow.
good night.
Mm-hmm. A great, great, great night. Well, like I said, I love that album. That's one of my all-time favorite albums. And I look forward to the next one coming out from Kaukahi.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful, wonderful grouping of talent with you and Walt K. Ali. And,
yeah, I'm so glad how the synergy of the music has come together. And it's the manawa of all the four musicians. The other two guys, Dean Wilhelm and Barrett, a wife, formerly of a band called Paia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so this whole thing kind of started off with a jam session in Dean's garage one night. Just a casual get-together, barbecue, hangout party, and we were in the garage and broke out the instruments. And from that very first night, it seemed as if something deep was going on, because we had never rehearsed. But in that first night of jamming, some pretty awesome music was happening. And so by the end of the night, our friends and family were saying, well, when are you making an album? That started the whole sort of eventual what was to become of Kaukai and our destiny. So the story continues.
Mm-hmm. The story continues.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song?
On the Kaukai CD?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first time I got asked that, I don't think I've determined what might be my favorite song on that album. I like how it all came together. The input from the guys and the ability to record at Jack Johnson's studio and have him sit in with us. But I can't say that I have a favorite. I like probably... I know of the whole album, probably about 7 or 8 songs really stick out in my mind as really listenable, enjoyable songs.
They're all great.
Yeah.
They're all really good.
And, yeah. In fact, the funny thing is, you ask us that question is because when we ask other people, everyone has a different favorite. You know, it may be Life in These Islands or Constellations, or but Barrett wrote the song There Is a Way. Someone else's favorite was... Kumu. But yeah, it's the thing about the album, it represents different grooves, I guess. You know, there's the upbeat stuff, there's the mellow stuff.
I like that one too.
Yeah, a good friend of mine penned that song. He's from New Zealand, actually, Aotearoa. And he penned that song in a songwriting workshop that we had in the Big Island, I'm going to say about 11 years ago, 12 years ago. And he actually wrote the song in Māori, and on another inspirational album that I did.
Mm-hmm. Aloha Ke Akua.
Yeah. We do it a Māori verse. But after writing that song, a couple of friends of ours, including Auntie Mary Boyd, who wrote Enapuna Hele, and our other friend Moses Crabb. It was Auntie Mary and Moses who translated O'oe'io from Māori to Hawaiian language.
Mm.
And that's another favorite of many people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was one of the ones that really struck me at first when I first started listening to it. You know, it's one of those albums that you listen to and then it just develops and unfolds every time you listen to it. Just really, really a beautiful. Beautiful project. You all did a great job.
We're happy at the outcome.
So tonight you're going to be at the Kauai Beach Resort. The event is called E Kane Kapila Kako, The Stories Behind the Songs.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to let us know what your website is so people can go to your website, all our listeners can find out a little bit more about you?
You know, I'm going to say it used to be kavikakahiapo.com, but some cyber squatter.
Oh, no.
And it took it. And so my wife established a new website. And I'm just going to give my email, actually.
Okay.
Kahiapo@juno.com. Kahiapo@juno.com. We've been notified by someone who's helping us trying to obtain the website back that... it may be up and available again in like a month or so. So if it does, I will be back on kavikakahiapo.com, but kahiapo@juno.com will
people can contact you through your through your email, and you can point them in the right direction.
That'll suffice, and then we can figure out if they want to purchase CDs. We have a PayPal account,
mm-hmm.
or information on my schedule as
right.
a soloist or with Kaukai or just music in general.
Yeah, we want to find out where you're playing and where we can see you here in Hawaii. So,
yeah, actually, in Honolulu, on Wednesday evenings, I'm with Walt Keale at Blue Water Grill over in Hawaii Shopping Center, just
okay.
behind Long's, right on the marina, a beautiful sort of veranda overlooking the marina. Walt and I are there every Wednesday. Thursday evenings, I'm at Outrigger Reef. That's a new Kanikapila grill with Martin Pahinui.
Hmm.
The evenings from 6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And at Outrigger Reef, Friday evenings from 6 to 9 with Kaukai.
Wow. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely going to come see you over on Oahu, and I'll be seeing you tonight.
Yeah. Come on down.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in, and we look forward to seeing you this evening.
All right. Mahalo.
Mahalo. Thank you so much. Have a great great day and a safe journey here.
All right. Take care. See you soon. Aloha.
Aloha. Ahuiho.